Climbing the world's highest mountain, a feat achieved by more than 6,000 people since two men became the first 70 years ago. Edmund Hillary and Sherpa Tenzing Norgay made history on 29 May 1953 when they stood on the summit of Everest. Now these climbers have gathered in Tamel in downtown Kathmandu to pay tribute. Pasanglamu Sherpa Akita has climbed 9 of the world's highest peaks, including Everest.
After 1953, when Sir Edmund Hillary climbed the Mount Everest and he started building the school and we got the education, so that's what we call like Sir Edmund Hillary, like light of our life. So there are so many impact, a good impact to us.
As Nepal celebrates the Platinum Jubilee of the first ascent of Everest, mountaineers are campaigning to draw attention to how difficult that's become because of global warming. Former British Army soldier Hari Buramagar became the first double amputee to climb Everest in May. He says the mountain has changed.
It would be very, very important, not just mountaineers, but scientists, explorers and whoever are working in climate change, but also who are experiencing about climate change.
Ever since Tenzing Norgay Sherpa and Edmund Hillary climbed Everest, there's been an exponential growth in mountaineering and tourism in Nepal. It's an important source of revenue for the government and income for local communities. Now there's growing concern that climate change will impact the industry and the people who rely on it. Tenzing Chogyal Sherpa studies how increasing temperatures impact snowfall and glacial melt in the Hindu Kush Himalaya.
Much of the water in the world is stored in the form of glaciers. And so once this ice resource starts to deplete away, the amount of water that's available in the near future will be steadily decreased. And there are maybe more than nearly 2 billion people that depend on the meltwater from these resources.
People living in the mountain are especially vulnerable. Melting glaciers trigger flash floods, affecting their communities downstream. At other times, there's not enough rain. Those who rely on Everest for their livelihoods and survival say climate change is threatening both. Ramyata Limbu, Al Jazeera, Kathmandu.